This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep on September 11. Those are singers at today's ceremony to mark the 7th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. They're in New York City. Relatives of victims killed at the World Trade Center gathered around Ground Zero to hear the names of their loved ones and the words of elected officials like Mayor Michael Bloomberg.
We come each year to stand alongside those who loved and lost the most, to bear witness to the day which began like any other and ended as none ever has.
It's Michael Bloomberg, the mayor of New York City. NPR's Robert Smith has been at Ground Zero today, and he's on the line. Robert, what have you seen?
Well, so far, there's a couple thousand people who have gathered here right across from Ground Zero. They're no longer allowed to do the ceremony in the pit because it's a construction zone. And all they see now is 8 cranes standing above what will soon be a whole series of skyscrapers and a memorial and a museum. But right now, it's just an open space.
Robert Smith on a cell phone from near Ground Zero, where amid the construction cranes or near them, people are marking this event. What kinds of things are you hearing from people, Robert?
Well, I think we're hearing from people that they feel that the day is still fresh in their memories. We're hearing people sort of relive those moments again. But it's also different. When I talk to family members, they say each anniversary has been different. At first, it was about recovery of remains, but then it was about grieving. And now, this year, a lot of people are talking about keeping memories alive of their loved ones. And a lot of people have been talking about, as they read out the name of people who died, their family members who are sharing what they still remember about their fathers and their sons and their mothers. And it started out, the reading of the names, with a really, really moving moment with 3 children. His father worked at Cantor Fitzgerald and died on September 11th. They talked about how they had so few memories of him and how they wished they had more, and they were just so young when he died, and they're trying to hold on to what they have.
You're talking about the reading of something in the neighborhood of 3,000 names, which has become an annual event, and I am hearing some voices in the background. Robert, what's happening now?
Well, they're going through the names. It will take them till almost noon to go through those 2,751 names. And there's sort of a ritual that's developed around this, which is at the times at which the planes hit the World Trade Center, 8:46, 9:03, there's a moment of silence. They ring a bell, and the whole city goes silent. And then at 9:59 and 10:29, when the towers fell, there's another moment of silence. And that's the sort of schedule that's sort of been drilled into the heads of people here in New York who are starting to know it by heart.
Robert Smith, 7 years after 9/11, what is the status of a memorial at that site where you are?
Well, they've officially started it. They've put some beams in the ground, but, you know, it's 7 years, and there's a lot of frustration here among family members that there hasn't been more progress. It's a really complex site. They've got to put up 4 skyscrapers here, a transit hub, a museum, a memorial. There's been a lot of bureaucratic infighting between federal, state, local agencies. It's been a problem in terms of getting it done. They're planning right now to have it done by the 10th anniversary of these attacks, 2011.
Robert, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.
NPR's Robert Smith is at the site of the World Trade Center, which fell 7 years ago this morning.